I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. I don't see any stink bugs around anymore, but within the last few weeks, they were struggling through in my garden, and I would see them around the windows of my house. The spiders would be out there attacking, but they were bouncing off the hard armor of these things. On some of these bugs, they had actually done the job, usually through the very tip of the abdomen.
Well, your comments bring two things to mind. One is, I'll bet the stink bugs aren't gone. If we're talking about brown marmorated stink bugs, they're probably have coalesced in your attic by the hundreds or thousands, and they're just waiting for things to warm up again before they start making themselves known to you. The other thing is that, yes, insects are very well armed with their exoskeletons, and spiders either find those exoskeletons impenetrable with their chelicerae, their fangs, or they will wrap up an insect in a web and then very systematically keep trying different spots until they find a membrane between two segments where they're able to penetrate the body and then inject it with venom and digestive enzymes to turn their internal organs and tissues into soup and then suck it dry. So it sounds like they eventually found that place right through the tip of the abdomen of the stink bug.
Well, boy, they were hammering that thing just over and over and over again, looking for a...
Were they already wrapped up in the web, or were they just caught in the web?
They were slowed by it. They weren't totally immobilized.
Do you recall what kind of spider web? Was it the funnel weaver, or was it like an orb web, or something else?
Neither one of those seemed to hit the description, and I didn't take a photograph of it, so...
But you saw them in the window.
Yeah, and it was in, up in the corner.
Might be a house spider. They have sort of a black widow look, but much paler and smaller. But yeah, that could very well be. As long as they're trapped, they'll keep manipulating the prey item until they can find a place where they can take care of business.
How long are the fangs?
Gosh, I couldn't tell you. Short.
Gosh.
Way too short to penetrate our tough hides, that's for sure. But all they have to do is hit an intersegmental membrane. You know, there are these membranes that hold the segments together on insects. They're called intersegmental membranes, and they consist of arthrodial membranes, which are very tightly folded. And in some insects, those tightly folded membranes expand and allow their bodies to expand without having to molt or grow. And this is what females do when their bodies fill up with eggs or other insects when they eat food. Female mosquitoes go through this all the time. Their ability to expand their abdomens as they fill up with blood is a result of these expandable arthrodial membranes that separate the segments of their abdomen. The stink bug thing, though, is the reason they get the name stink bug is because of these defensive chemicals. They've got pores on their thorax and abdomen, and they release that smelly stuff. And some arthropod predators are put off by the smell, and others aren't. And quite honestly, I don't know what the effect would be on spiders. I know a lot of these defenses are geared toward ants, and so spiders may not be put off at all by a stinky stink bug.
And Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation. I'm put off by them.
That's all that matters.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.